After dust, life 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 after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay, dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight, good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold-blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
Now, I just had to. I know people have been hitting me up, Greg being one of them, about the throwback theme song. People like the throwback theme song better. I'm thinking about going back to this one. This one was pretty hot too. This is like one I've had several theme songs. The one that everyone knows that's new, that's newer listeners, is that one. You know, those are my two favorite ones. We got some other ones that are good, but they were like those two. Like, but I'm thinking about going back to the throwback one. What you think, JoJo? Is that a better look?
I like that one.
Yeah, I feel like I'm getting a lot of good reception over that theme song. Like, I like this one. Some people thought it was a new song. So no, yeah, that's actually the one. That's a different artist. That's an artist named by the name of Tatum, and he did that track. You know, before the one that everyone knows, the one by 2D. So, big ups to Tatum bringing it back, man. He going like, what? You about the theme song back? Yeah, so, yes. Switch it up. Decided to bring, you know, since we are experimenting, I said April, but we're going to test the waters a little early. We're going to throw it back, man. You know, we're going into our seventh year. This is the start of a seventh year, and sometimes when you reach the seventh point, you have to go back to the beginning or somewhere near the beginning and kind of, you know, get in touch with some roots, man. And, man, just listening back to a lot of the old shows and the people, just going off of how the people, you know, the people are, and I know what you just kind of just paying attention to what people like and want to hear, and the reception they get, and which the reception is, you know, they was like when it was just candid conversation. We were just candid, and you just got, you know, it was still a very great show. It was well put together. People were going, how were y'all able to be that candid? But the show flowed smoothly. When you got stuff structured a certain way, you can have a candid conversation and still be structured. And that's what it was. And you know, got the right calls to make to do it, because JoJo's pretty candid and off the wall herself. So, you know, that's what we're doing, man. And, you know, the phone lines will always be open. You know, sometimes we don't open the phone lines as much because we're usually interviewing or we try to wait till later in the show. So, from now on, we're going to go back to older of technique. We're going to go back to having one of the phone lines open the whole show. You're welcome to call in, talk about whatever, get something out your mind. You got a random topic you want to throw at us, feel free. Or if you want to talk about whatever we just happen to talk about, there you go. JoJo, kind of let everybody know your take on it, because a lot of people don't realize is we and her, we actually, even though we have so much fun and people don't realize it, we do plan the shows out before we do them. And we do the professional stuff like ESPN and them do, talk about the show before we do it. So, JoJo, like, what's your expectations for the listeners as we go back to this older format with a little different swag to it?
I'm excited.
Excited? Well, why? What makes you so excited?
I'm excited. Well, I mean, planning out a show that's kind of like it's pre-rehearsed, and that's not always a good thing, whereas just kind of going in the moment, it seems more natural.
Yeah, it's like, I want to clean it up a little bit, because some people might say, "We mean you don't plan the show." Yeah, the show is planned, but more so on the spectrum of, you know, sometimes you feel
it's
trapped because you feel like you're going by, yeah, you're going by the form. I feel like you're going by too much of a format, and sometimes that gets a little boring. Y'all, I remind you again, I've been doing the show for 6 years. It turns six on Monday, and I just kind of been observed, listening to the other shows and just searching, and just kind of just getting in touch with the side, man, that I just had so much fun with, and a lot of great reception. So we are breaking, so it'll be more open forum. We will still talk about topics, but it's more just sort of an open forum type. You know, we bring something up, me and her chat it up. You can call in, say what you want to say about it, whatever. You can join the conversation. So from this point all the way through the end of April, so we're doing this dry run. Yes, and we do tell people, we do let y'all know the secrets on the show too. We're doing this dry run where the whole entire time, it's not going to be no interviews. Only if you call in and you want to talk about what you do, that's fine. But ain't going to be no interviews. But we're not doing no interviews for this month and this dry run. Now, as we get further into doing the show, we'll do periodic interviews. But no, I have so much more. I feel so much more relaxed. I have so much more fun when I don't have to sit there and feel like I got, you know, like my collar is squeezing my neck, like having that type of feel. So I'm glad to be back. I'm glad to let loose a little more with you guys. But, all right, so, you know, a topic I want to talk to you about that kind of jumped, throw at you off the back that I thought was pretty trippy. And, oh, my God. Superhero news and whatnot. Do you watch a lot of the comic shows and like Arrow and Flash and superhero movies?
No, I actually have Netflix on my phone, and I'm kind of addicted to that right now.
Oh, okay, Netflix. So do you watch superhero shows and stuff?
No, today I was watching Saved by the Bell. I was catching up on my happy childhood.
Oh, it sucks. Hey, obviously we sit there chatting. Greg, relax, I'm not going to do it. See, he's like hitting me up because he think I'm going to spoil. No, man, I'm not going to do it. I ain't going to spoil it because I know you're listening. But I'm just going to talk about
what are we spoiling?
This in general. Because he's talking about me spoiling this week's Arrow. And he thought I was going to do it to him. I ain't going to really spoil it, but I'm going to talk about some heroes and all that.
Now I have to behave today.
So I'm going to go with the first hero. I'm going to kind of go through it. As far as this doesn't even do the shows, I saw the photo of Jesse Eisenberg. They showed the first look at him playing Lex Luthor. Now, when I first heard that he's going to play Lex Luthor, I said, you got to be fucking kidding me. The dude, not Social Network, going to play Lex Luthor. I can't put my head around it. Can't do it. But then I saw the picture. I'm like, okay, I'm a little more convinced. The picture's got me a little more convinced. It's just more so now, the acting. I can't be feel like I'm going to be suffocated. So, yes. I just cannot, man. Don't mess it up. Because this could possibly, I kind of have my reservations because Ben Affleck is Batman, and I'm still remembering Daredevil, which, by the way, Daredevil isn't as bad as everyone keeps trying to make it sound like. It ain't great, but they ain't that bad like y'all make it sound like. But they got, I'm crunk about the guy, the Superman from Men of Steel. He'll be reprising his role. So I'm excited. They got Wonder Woman. The girl playing Wonder Woman, forget her name, but she looks hot. A lot of great stuff coming up with that movie. Can't wait. They released a picture as far as Jubilee. And who is Lana Candor? I had to do my research on that one and look. Okay, so Lana Condor is, she's playing Jubilee in the X-Men Apocalypse movie. Okay, sounds. Okay, interesting. So they got, like, the girls playing Jubilee is, like, she has an Asian look to her. I don't think she's fully Asian. I can tell she's a mix of something as well. But I'm like, Jubilee was Asian? Like, I didn't remember that, but I guess I learned something new today. anything can happen in comics. I'm not going to hate on that. I just didn't know that Jubilee was Asian. Now I know. Oh, God.
You learn something new every day.
You said what?
I said you learn something new every day.
Yes, I do. That was definitely brand new. Definitely. All right, so another crazy story I saw coming across was my thing. This isn't necessarily big news, but this is something that a lot of people relate to. I don't know about y'all, but have y'all been noticing, like, lately, like, Facebook has been really trippy about everything? And what I say about that, like, they're bad. Like, they put me in Facebook jail earlier. Off me commenting a person picture. Yes, I was in Facebook jail earlier. Off me commenting a person picture, which it is said, and my comment was, it was nothing wrong with my comment. All I said was, oh, man, this should be a meme. How is that grounds for a temporary ban? That was annoying. Like, all of a sudden, I was, like, chatting with somebody in Messenger, and I was wondering why all of a sudden I couldn't chat no more, and it had signed me out because I had to go through all this stupid stuff. And it's just that. But then I saw this one girl. She's talking about her picture was flagged as having nudity. And a lot of people, because this is why I hate people do this. This whole thing about creating haters. You ain't got that many haters, man. Stop always jumping to conclusions thinking that it's what it is. You ever think that maybe Facebook is flagging you? And after I got flagged by a comment or a picture that I'm like, okay, really, guys, you flagging me? it just made sense to me that maybe she got flagged, maybe this particular girl got flagged because Facebook flagged her. Like, what's your take on that? Because, I mean, it's a lot more other rants I got about what's been happening on Facebook lately that I need y'all to cut it out.
See, this is why I have been staying off Facebook. They lost me last year when they did that whole mandatory you have to download the Messenger app.
Man. I mean, I like the Messenger app, but why you gotta have so many apps? But my thing is, why you gotta have so many apps? Like, why you just can't do one thing for one? Because all they do is waste memory. Everyone's always talking about privacy. I mean, every app on your phone is subject to privacy stuff, whatever. I'm more so tripping about
Facebook
all this
apps,
memory.
They, like, take it overboard. The Facebook apps take it, like, overboard. They dip too much in your privacy compared to the other apps. That's why I don't even use Facebook apps. I get on it from the web.
You got to have, like, 3 Facebook apps just to use. So you got to have the regular Facebook app. Then you want to message without being annoyed by that message. You got to have a Messenger. And then if you want to run your fan page seamlessly on your phone, you got to have the freaking fan page, the Pages Manager app. I'm like, so you got 3 apps, so you can just put it all in one. But everybody lives by Facebook.
I just
Facebook.
Might like Pages. Oh. Wait, no, my like page is up again. I'm against all that extra.
Right, that's what I don't get. If Facebook gives you all this hard time about guidelines and all that, but meanwhile, we keep getting spam about, here go 2 top things that annoy the hell out of me when it comes to spamming on Facebook. Number 1. When people continuously spam them freaking Shell gift cards, I don't fucking give a damn. I can pay for my own gas. Unless you for the call me yourself right now and say, here goes Shell gift card, stop tagging me to them. I literally had to literally remove myself from 20, I kid you not, 20 tags of stupid Shell gas card. Post this week, just over yesterday, just over Monday and Tuesday. So 20. That's crazy. Like, have you had to deal with that yourself? Like, you being attacking them gas things.
I am tagged myself. I don't know why they take everything overboard on Facebook. They want to tag you in those gas cards. They want to tag you in, what is it, the sunglasses, I think it is?
Oh, yes, I remember that.
And then they want to constantly, and I kind of realized it's not people inviting you to play those games. It's because they have those apps on their phone, and the apps read who's on your friends list and everything, so it automatically sends out the invite.
Yep, that, another one. Another thing that gets on nerves is I can try the app, wherever you get your notifications, is the app. It's always about the app for who's been viewing your profile. Let me let y'all know something.
I don't care
who's doing
that profile.
I don't care. I don't care that bad to have an app to tell me who views it. If you view it, fine. Whoop-de-doo, clap, clap. I don't need to track who does it. Like, that's a lame. Like, whoever was the genius, because this is a genius, the fact that they keep giving people stuff to do this, whoever was the genius that said, let's make a stupid app for tracking who views your page. I just don't care that much. People got, y'all worry about the wrong thing. Meanwhile, they worry about who's checking their Facebook, but they're not worried about if their kids go to sleep on time and ate a meal yet. Like, y'all need to freaking get a life, man. I don't care about who viewed my page. If you viewed it, thank you for stopping by, because you didn't have to stop by, but you did. I don't care. even the people who I don't care about, I don't, if they view my page, whoop-de-doo. The ones who I really, really don't want to view my page, I probably blocked them already. So I don't care.
And that is why I've been sticking to Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, and that used to be, I used to be one of the people, I didn't really, so I wasn't like on the Instagram train at first, like, I didn't really get it. I'm like, this is a site for pictures. I was one of them people, but once I mean, but then I ended up getting addicted to it, and I use it all, I use it quite a bit. But when I use stuff with the mind state of be careful how these, some of these sites are read. Because Instagram is owned by Facebook, so yeah, you do the math there. If you see how Facebook is ran, Instagram can do the same exact thing. So people start acting brand new, like you know.
If Instagram turns into the next Facebook, I'm just gonna disown Instagram.
All right, don't start all this extra, man. I know I got followed by a bunch of people. I was in my DNA. I got followed by, like, and I kid you not, like, 30 people on Instagram today out of nowhere. And it was real people. A lot of people were people I knew. Like, what did I do to just got 30 followers out of nowhere? But I guess, shout out to that. I don't really promote my page like that. But hey, you found me interesting enough to do that here. Say like, clap. Appreciate it. And so I'll take the falls whenever I get them. But it, oh god, then
I don't know. Facebook's making me want to go back to MySpace.
Oh Lord, have you been on a new MySpace?
I don't remember my password. And I don't have that email because I use my sign up.
I'm about to go on to it again right now. Okay, it's still at the it's nothing really changed on the because I've used it since they switched to a brand new one. It's interesting. I mean, I'm like, what made y'all? I know what made them, but what made them? You know.
Facebook became popular and they're trying to keep up with Facebook, and now Facebook is trying to be the Nazis and whatnot.
You know what's crazy though? In my opinion, I like the new MySpace. I mean, no one really uses it, so it kind of, you know, you like, come on, man, because people hate on MySpace so hard, but I like the way it's set up. It's a smooth. There's a lot of sites. They need to take some notes from MySpace. MySpace site looks awesome. Like, the old one, that was whack. That started getting whack after a while. But this, I like the new MySpace because it's responsive. Y'all know if you're a person that's like me, there's a stickler about it, responsive websites and whatnot, you will be just as impressed as me. And, yeah, they freaking got it. Like, I wish they got more press, but obviously they got press because they got a bunch of ads in major companies blogging on there all the time. So MySpace really more so is for the industry now. It's turned more into an industry site because most people I've run into are pretty much in the industry that's on MySpace now. It's fine, you know. Big ups to MySpace finding Second Life. All right, so we're gonna go to a double song break it in, which our new format we'll be playing one or two songs in the middle of the show, and then there you go. That's in some days if you're lucky enough, we might even make the show an extra 30 minutes or so longer. So we'll see. All right, y'all, we're gonna go to let's go to this track, Quiet Time. Better Quiet Time. Let's go to. I was going to say Quiet Time. We'll go to Queen Off These Streets. That's a Houstonian. Big ups to Queen. We'll be back.
Queen I swear you touched their soul on this one, man. For real.
Fresh. Take nothing for granted, I already know I'm blessed. And I'm done now, so there is nothing left. People wanna see what I'm about to do next. Look out for part two, no, I ain't done yet. You gotta give me more, you gotta give me more. You gotta give me more, come on, you gotta give me more. You gotta give me more, you gotta give me more. You gotta give me more, more. You gotta give me more, you gotta give me more. You gotta give me more, come on, you gotta give me more. You gotta give me more, you gotta give me more. You gotta give me more.
Withdrawals. I'm not having Empire this week. I don't know what I'm going to do. I think I might lose it.
You know what? I know a guy that has the whole first season on DVD. I'll give you his number. You can ask him to send it to you. So relive every week.
It doesn't matter. We want a new season, damn it. We don't want to wait. Well, then you're part of the problem. You're part of the problem because you're not controlling.
I'm not part
controlling.
Of the problem.
Because you don't have magic powers. You don't have magic powers of freeing the show back and stuff, making us
you
all
know what?
Late.
You need to get Netflix and find shows from your childhood. That's what I
got. I got something a little bit better than Netflix, but I'm going to wait. I don't think everybody's quite ready for me to make that announcement on the air yet. When I do, I'm going to drop a bomb. And people are going to go, okay, Sandy J is that dude. All right. So, yeah. I'll be releasing that news pretty soon. Oh, just wait, people. And JoJo, I'm not even going to tell you yet. You won't know until they know. So, yes, if you want no secrets, you won't know
what?
Until the people know. So, yeah. Anyway,
what secret?
No
what's it
secret.
With?
Just relax, okay? Okay, relax. Just relax.
You
relax, JoJo.
Me.
Everything is going to be
just fine. I can't relax now. I don't like surprises. Oh, my God. Yep. You got Cleo Thomas on the show, didn't you? You sneaky person.
No,
you.
No. It has nothing to do with a guest.
You got Kirko.
It has nothing
Kirko.
To do with a guest. No, it has nothing to do with a guest. You would know that. I would tell you that. That's not going to be told over.
No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. You found Channing Tatum.
No. I told you. That's nothing to do with a guest.
Those aren't guests.
But,
those are dreams. That's the difference.
Okay.
Those are
well,
very
dreams,
good
whatever you want to call it, whatever fancy word you want to choose for is all the same thing. Anyway, so... Yeah, so let me go ahead and ruin Arrow for Greg. You guys hush. Greg,
you're
going to
make him mad.
He's
going to call in. You're going to make him mad. He's going
to
call in. Do it.
So,
all right, do
so.
It. Make some controversy. Do it. Do it.
Yeah, you don't. I don't know if I told you about this before, but at one point in time, I mean, some people that have heard me tell the story before, but there was like this long, ongoing beef on the show for, this kind of, it's dwindled down now, but it went on strong for like some months. And that was like late 2009. It's like, it was like early in my start doing the show. It used to be this one show. Like, they came, okay, because a lot of people, you know, who go back in the days when we used to show, they remember I used to do these Friday nights, late Friday night shows called the Late Night Insomniac on here. And that was where I did a show, wait for it, 1:30 a.m. and did that for 2 to 3 hours. Yes. So we're already talking, and you know we're talking about whatever we want to talk about, because what we do, and we get this one show to decide that extra hate on us because their show is on at the same time and nobody's going on their show because everyone, a lot of people are like navigating on my show, and they come to the chat room. They start hating, and they do it all. It's just going on and on and on, and they call in and hate. And because I put them in their place, they just start this ongoing beef hating on me. So they started hating on me on their show. They was making They made a fake Facebook page about me. They made a fake Yahoo page. I mean, they just had no kind of life. And so I had to roast that ass a little bit, and eventually, I had to be the bigger man. You know, I didn't start anything. They started with me. I decided to be the bigger man because he was the bigger man first. Usually wins because they win the humble way. So, took a while, but some of my fellow radio hosts, they weren't feeling the fact that they even tried to cover for me. So, what they did was they put, oh my God, it's hilarious. They put together this freaking song. This dude made a song, shout out to Cookie Bowl. He made a song in the video mocking him. And it's the most hilarious thing on earth. I need to find that song. I'm gonna see if I got it. I might have it on my flash. I'm gonna check my drive right now. If I got it, I'm gonna upload it and play it just for y'all. It has some hilarious shit. And yeah,
wow,
he really embarrassed the crap out of him. Yeah, so I just forgot what the news was. Honestly, now I can't
it was
even lie.
It's kind of secret. You know what? You and Greg know, and I'm not happy.
No, I forgot what it was, actually. Greg doesn't even know what I was talking about. He's over there talking. He doesn't know what I'm talking about. Oh, my God.
That would be mean.
No, I forget. I actually forgot what I believe. Well, what the thing was, I really did forget. It'll come back to me eventually, but I forgot. Oh my God! Like another thing today, okay, so I was doing so random because working last hour was going by so slow. It's like the time knew today that I was ready to get off of work. And it was dragging, so I had little toys on my desk. I got little toys on my desk, right? And all of a sudden, I'm playing with the toys, making them fight against each other. I'm so bored. And I turned to the Instagram post of the toys I was playing with. It's out of hand. That's all for what I was getting. It was no coming back from that. It was like, hey, this day's going by too slow for me. Just pick it up. All right, so I think that's Greg. I'm calling in for me and tell him what happened on Arrow today. What's up, Greg?
Don't do that. don't do that. And, JoJo, I have no idea what he talks about.
Yeah, he really does. I don't even remember what I was even thinking about anymore. I forgot.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah, I talked myself out of it. I was trying too hard to not remember. I was trying too hard to say that I ended up forgetting my name, so.
Yeah, well, you know.
So now it's stuck in the freaking subconscious. It's at the cut of me at some point. I don't even know what it was anymore. Oh, well.
Yeah,
but
don't get too deep, though.
But I tell
so anyway,
you what, I dig deep for it. So I'm on Arrow today. Let me tell you, I'm on Arrow.
Hey, you already told me more than I wanted to hear, and I got to wait till tomorrow for Hulu to pick it up, so I'm a little upset. I don't know how I keep forgetting. I was doing something, and then my mind went, and then I looked up. It was 20 after, and I'm like, there's no sense of turning it on now. So
okay,
I figured I'd watch it tomorrow.
The secret came to my head. I remember. You do know what it is. Never mind. I remember what the secret was about, and then I was like, okay, I remember what I said about something, and then why I said the secret. It has nothing to do with the show.
I'll put it that way. Now you made me come out to be a liar, because I figured you just did this. So I said, no, I ain't know, but I knew what you were talking about.
I forgot.
Yeah,
anyway.
I tripped myself
out and forgot what I was talking about. So I had to think about it. And then when you said something, you said a key word, it came back.
I did, and I was being funny when I did that. That was the reason why I did that.
I came to get it because if I was like me, I'd miss it, I'd be watching right now. Ain't got no time for that. I ain't going to sit there waiting for tomorrow, crap. I ain't got time for it, man. I need to see it right away. I still haven't seen the finale. Don't judge me, people. I still haven't seen the season finale of Empire. I know I saw it.
Okay, so I'm gonna be nice to you if you be nice to me. You don't tell me how Arrow ended the day.
I won't tell you. Well, you can do it. You know, I'm looking on Facebook.
Because he thought about it.
Facebook.
Somebody got killed. Yeah. I think Luscious went to jail. Because Airbrush's shirt saying free Luscious.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, what you got. Everybody, you got Malik on yoga on TV, on Facebook, crying because, you know, he got a drug problem or something. I'm like, you know, ain't nobody putting a needle in your arm, bro. You did that to yourself.
No,
boy,
y'all getting off topic. There was a secret that was being told, and y'all getting off topic.
No, we ain't off topic.
New York undercover, though. Like, that was his main job when he was undercover to stop that kind of stuff, and now he got to stop himself.
Yeah, well, you know. Anyway, look, first thing I want to do, I didn't get a chance to call Monday, to congratulate you on your 6 years, bro. That's a major thing. You know, you've been doing this at an elite level, you know, for 6 years, and I'm just proud that you allowed me to be part of that. A couple times, and you know, like I said, like I always told you, man, you've been a supporter of me from everything we've done, and you know, not that many people at your level would do that, to extend the hand to help people out, so I really appreciate it. So that being said, a couple people know this already, that we're doing our own little radio show coming up, me and
right.
Charles, as JoJo likes to call him. I was giving you a chance. You're just still mad.
Mr. Gorgeous.
Yeah.
That's what you said to call him.
I did. I said as JoJo likes to call him. But anyway,
we did the interview with him. That's how he talks about himself. You say he's Mr. Gorgeous.
That's what he does.
Mr. Gorgeous.
That's what he does. That's him. And like I said, he is a trip. But we're starting something, and it was real important to me. Our first show was this Sunday, which is the 29th, and we're not going to have any guests. We're just going to kind of introduce the show and stuff. So our first show with the guests is going to be the 5th. So what I'm doing right now is I'm publicly inviting you to be your first guest ever on the show. We wouldn't even have it if it wasn't for you. I mean, you didn't help me out so much. Hell, you even... did my banner for the show. Who does that? You know what I mean? Who at your level helps out somebody else? And you know, people need to realize that there's a lot of people out there that would have just turned their back on us. You know, somebody trying to do something, you know, to better themselves. But you always there, got everybody's back. So I appreciate that. So I'm publicly, asking you right now, Sadie J, would you do my show on April 5th?
I just see, check my schedule, and I'll do it.
Man.
But, no, speaking of what you said, man, like, because of the 6 years I've seen it, like when I first got on here, and I mean, it's kind of like now we're so few, and that's why I wanted to bring this old feel back too, because there's too many shows in here that take themselves way too seriously.
Right.
Too seriously. And they're trying, and see, they think that that's how I got the featured status. The featured status, I had interviews here and there, but I was just had candid discussion all the time, and that's how Blog Talk said, hey, man, make this dude a feature host. And I did that after 2 years of being on here. And so that's why you always see the show that's on is always on the front page and whatnot. But, like, a lot of people don't get that. Like, when I first got on here, a lot of the black shows, we would all go support each other. This is how a day would go. It would be, you start out this one show, then everybody from that show, or people just listen, because some people didn't call in, they would be listening from work. Those people would go from that show, and we would follow each other to go to another person's show who had to be listening in. Then we would go from that show and go to that show. Then we go to that show, that show. We would do this all day long. Like, you really want to watch TV and you watch your shows and whatnot, but you still be plugged in and listen to the show too, because it was just, we love, everyone wanted to support each other.
Okay.
It wasn't about, I just want to be famous and I'm so into myself. Like, too many of these hosts now that's on here, they take themselves too seriously and they too much to themselves. And so that's why it's not the same way anymore. Like, it's annoying now. Like, we all used to, you come in here and support, and that's what I want to bring back, man. I mean, there's one page that's trying to do that. And it's, you know, they got some room for improvement, but they're doing a good job. So thus far, trying. Shout out to Catherine O'Wano for making that happen, who happens to be a publicist for the show. Yeah, she actually started the Blog Talk Radio directory on Facebook, and that's where a lot of the hosts, they post their shows and all that networking, follow each other's show, but one thing I don't want, I say is the room for improvement. You can like and follow a show, but if you don't go listen to it and be actively participating in it, it doesn't really help.
Right.
And that's right. What the problem is. And that's what I want to do, like, you know, when Ronaldo has his show on, I go over there. When your show gets there, come on and be over there. And there's other shows I do that with. You know, my boy Goofy Bones say he's planning on coming back over to the Blog Talk world. Can't wait for that. You know, I'm going to be over his show too. But that's how you're supposed to do it. Don't just be so in yourself you can't go support other shows. Because that's how you actually build your fan base, share the fan bases.
That's 100% right, man. That's the way I look at it. And again, this is why, you know, we look at you as how we want to do it. You know, we look at how selfish you are as far as helping everybody out. And we want to get to that level, man. Well, like I said, it's a great thing, and I really do appreciate it. But, you know, the last thing we were going to do is take ourselves seriously. That's too much unlike us to take ourselves seriously. It ain't going to happen. It's
right.
Really,
I mean,
but
people take that. People probably take it, hear that, and they probably spin it. We're not saying that don't take our shows seriously, but we're saying don't sit there and act like a stick in the mud. You know, don't.
Exactly.
Like, you can't. Oh, you can't have no fun. Like, it's got to be too structured. All right, get to class on time. Like, for like, I'm running for the hall monitor. Like, no,
I know,
man.
I know you told me something one time about your show, and it has stuck with me. And every time I listen to it, I think about the same thing. You said the first thing you used to always tell people about your show is you unapologetic. That's your thing. You go say what you want to say. You know, you can either like it or not, but respect you for being able to say it. And that's the way it's supposed to be done. You know, you are here to for a service. You're entertaining, but you also throw in some knowledge on people too. you know. And by the way, love that song. The last song you played. I love it because it got the old school feel, and I'm an old school guy.
Oh, yeah, Red Shades.
Yeah.
She's been a guest on here. She was a co-host. I finally got to meet her like a few months ago. Because she's like known me since I started the show. And she's in Boston and whatnot. And so when I got a chance to meet her, I can't believe it. I was like, dang, she's pretty fine. I was like, oh, God, you were fine like that. She looked good in pictures. But you know, you see people in their pictures, they fine. But they ain't fine. When you see the person, you're like, all right, Red, I see you.
What?
I'm a photographer, man. Remember that. I know exactly what you're talking about.
So, yeah. Shout out to that.
But again, I just want to thank you, man, and so let you know I appreciate everything you're doing. And you know, hopefully we'll be here again for the next 6 years.
Most definitely, I appreciate it, man. And I want to just give credit to JoJo because you know I'm not throwing no shade on past co-hosts. People take a chill pill, but it's like it's more aligned because she has more of the, especially it's how we do things at the same mindset of, yeah, Jonah wants to succeed, but it's like you said, as far as how I am, that's how she is, and it just makes so much sense. She's my co-host even more that she's selfless. It doesn't have to be about JoJo.
Right. Right.
It's about, okay, how can I support, you know, how can I get better so I can help others get better? That's what it's about for her. It's not just about, a lot of these girls, they cute and all that, and they so stuck into themselves that it annoys the hell out of me. Like, you cute, but you ain't that cute. Like, turn down a couple of notches. And then these just will be headed to him. Like, I like JoJo Grande. No matter what she accomplishes, she's still hungry. And that's the kind of people I like surrounding myself with. Like, just because y'all can, yeah, clap, clap, you accomplish this. All right, now get back on the ground and start working some more. Stop
exactly
basking in what you did and thinking you better than everybody.
Which reminds me, JoJo, congratulations. I heard the good news about your show in September. Happy for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Make sure I'm on.
I take it back. I don't know what I was thinking.
Well, make sure I get on it before you take it back.
I don't know what the heck I was thinking.
You can't take it back.
Grand opening, grand
I'm
closing.
I'm still going to be on your show. You can't take it back. I've already said it. You've already given
yes,
me the green light. That was September 19th. I do what I want.
I guess about. I'll see myself in the same way.
You see how he does me?
But no, oh God, I was gonna play part of the show today, but I'm not gonna be that mean today. Oh, he is okay. I'll be on the lookout for him. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
JoJo, yeah, she. JoJo looks at her interview, and she's like, what in the heck? It do trip me out because JoJo was just so cracky over the interview, man. And she
I mean, I ain't trying to be funny,
like,
but I was
kind of
looking forward to hearing that.
You can't listen. I mean, it's simple. All you got to do is.
Benny has the link. Interview. He can give you the link.
I can give you the link. It's no hard. It's not the hard at all about that.
No, I got the link. I just wanted you to play it.
We could provide that link when she was on there, but
no, I got that yesterday. I just wanted you to play it. That's all.
Okay, I didn't know if I gave you the link yesterday. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
But no, man, that like
at least I answered all of your questions.
Oh, the show was fun, man. The show. I put out a link yesterday about that we had. Like, I don't even know how this happened, but we just got this big discussion about teabagging. I don't know how that happened. But, like, this is a discussion about teabagging. I started, like, we just had a random talk, and this one caller who just so addicted to the show, Mina Holiday, I still remember her name. Mina Holiday, and she called it, she had this one radio show called Soapbox Radio, and she got this real sultry, sexy voice. It's like, oh my God, it makes you feel like you're calling to a chat line. And so, yeah, she's saying all these sexual innuendos, and it just tripped me out. And then she's talking about she teabags people. We want to know how the heck is she. How can you teabag me? You know, so this whole entire discussion gets started. And when I tell people that this show's airing now, she listens, they don't believe. They think I'm just shooting wind up their behinds. Well, that show right. was one of my international listeners. That was this girl from New Zealand, Lil Lola. And, like, God, it was her and another chick from Australia, Miss Tasha, who would call to your shows. And every time she called to the show, everybody would just melt. They're like, oh, my God. Because you got to hear, because they got those real sexy. Now, first of all, they got those accents, but they got those sexy tones in the accents. And they're like, Saturday. There's this British accent. It's like, oh my God, I'm fucking listening to porn. Ah! And all she say is good morning. So yeah, people used to go crazy. And then I remember she had a show for a little bit. That was pretty fun. She had a show because she had a lot of guests there. She had Ginuwine on her show. She had Pretty Ricky. Really? Yes, yeah. Look. And she got used to be the host at the company. Our show has been cracking up all the time. And that voice, oh yeah, that voice, every time you get in trouble, that voice got started. Oh, Saturday. And it was just a Lola. And Lola, man, everybody was used to thirst a Lola. When you saw her, she would always try to hide. She got a chat room. Because, you know, that's how we opened up now. You go in the chat room, if she got the chat room, you see her name, you hear her voice. They're like, everyone's hitting her up. Oh, you got to call in. Call in, Lola, call in. Because they want to hear her voice. So, yeah, they can't escape it. Every time they come in, you had to get ready to call in. So, yes. But, yeah, man, we got about a man left. Time goes by fast. It goes by fast when you're having fun, too.
That old adage,
time goes fast when you're having fun. Well, people, if y'all been listening to the show, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/CEDDYJ. I'm going to keep the original, I'm going to pre-keep the old, new theme song. I think I'll go back to that one. So, yes, we're going to go back to that one from now on. JoJo, let them know how they can stalk you.
Southwest JoJo on Instagram.
All right. Oh, Greg, let them know how they can tune into your show this coming up Sunday.
This Sunday, March 29th, Blog Talk Radio, blogtalk/ Big Time Radio. Show's called Time to Shine with me and Chuck Charles. First show is coming up this Sunday. We're hoping it's going to be entertaining, man. It should be a blast.
Oh, yes. And now you get to see how this switchboard is. Like, isn't it like running a freaking Death Star? You see what I got put up there? It's like, what? Like, wow, this is a lot to deal with. Yeah, cause I got my sound effects. I got to add some more sound effects, actually. I got quite a bit, but I got some more to add. Like,
yeah, I've been trying to add some, but we'll see. I can't multitask too well.
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah, oh man, because luckily I never had to upload all these songs at one time. That would drove me nuts. So yeah, we got some stuff there, but. Man, y'all, we rolling out, man, reminding you everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J, over there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tuned to the episode of Life at the Dust 5. Your boy, City J, and my co-host with the Moses, JoJo. All right, Greg, we appreciate you coming through, man. We will be tuning in on Sunday.
All right, appreciate it, bro. All right, JoJo, you have a good one.
Yeah.